Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. I want to apologize for the late start. I had some things that I had to take care of. For the matter, I won't be doing a show tomorrow night. I probably won't. It depends, but then Wednesday night we'll be back for sure for regular time. I was supposed to get a colonoscopy tomorrow, so just keep me in your prayers that everything goes good. I know it sounds a bit different, but you know, God's God, and He'll see you through it, and we'll see. But kind of lighten the mood a little bit before we get into prayer and open the Word of God. I did, folks, I did end up going to that Bay City Parade yesterday. The weather decided to cooperate. You folks may remember, if you listened on Wednesday, I told you that whether or not I went would depend on the weather. Luckily, it decided to be clear and not be too cold. It was just below 40, and when did I feel the most cold? Probably when I was starting to walk to the car. I could tell my feet were getting a bit cold. So, favorite part, of course, the bands, but then also they had these old style Harleys go by. They were so loud and so powerful. I teased Lauren and said, you know what? This is so powerful, I might not even need to go to church. Because that revving of that motor, man, that thing has so powerful, it just does something. But you see, folks, that kind of power is different from like the power of God. The power of God is supernatural. That power of the motorcycles sounds awesome. You know, you got that awesome, powerful sound. That's natural power. But they were pretty awesome. Best band, I would say Western or Central. I would say Central 1, Western 2. John Glenn was last place as far as the high school bands go, but they're improved from what they've been previously. To me, they seemed a little bit bigger, a little bit louder, so that is real good to see. Now, as for As for Burger 81, I did not go to Burger 81. They didn't answer their phone when I tried to call a couple days ago, because I said I would only go if I found out that I heard they were like hot now. Because there used to be a hot now at that same site on Wilder Road, but then it changed to Burger 81, so sadly now there is only one hot now left in Michigan. And then I miss hot now. Right now, kind of want anything that's solid, but guess what? I'm not going to talk about it. So, guess what? We are going to pray, and then we're going to open, go right to the Word of God. Because otherwise, all I'm going to do is make myself more hungry. And that right now is something I should not do right before the appointment, because I don't want to reschedule it and have to do it all over again. So we're not going to do that. So we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for these listeners who have made the choice to be a part of this great radio program tonight, wherever they are, however they heard about this, whatever device they're on, they're using. I thank you that you just use them and you just bless them for being a part of the show. Thank you that they'll learn something from you, something about you. Thank you that they'll just receive, Lord God, this great word. I confess over the show right now, new equipment comes to the show. Sponsors and partners come to the show. Finances come to the show. Increases in listenership come to the show, Lord. We're believing God to double this amount of listeners this year. And most importantly, souls. People will give their lives to you here on the show. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And amen. Let's open the Bibles right up right now to 1 Samuel chapter 25. Woo-hoo! 1 Samuel 25. Let me just make sure if I didn't read 24 yet, I'll go to 24. No, I did read 24, because remember we put the Bible Heroes series on hold for last week, and we talked about the Holy Spirit. Actually, you know what? We read 25. We'll go to 26. 26. 1 Samuel 26. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're in 26 now, so I'm going to begin right now. Now the Nevirites went to Saul at Gibeah, and said, "Is not David hiding on the hill of Hayakoth, which faces Gershon?" So Saul went down to the desert of Zeph with his 3,000 chosen men of Israel to search there for David. Saul made his camp beside the road on the hill of Hakaba facing Jehoshaphat, but David stayed in the desert. When he saw that Saul had followed him there, he sent out and learned that Saul had definitely arrived. Then David set out and went to the place where Saul had camped. He saw where, and I'm just turning the page. He saw where Saul and Abner, son of Ner, and commander of the army, had laid down. Saul was lying inside the camp with the army encamped around him. David then asked Abiram, the Hittite and Anaki son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, who will go down into the camp with men to Saul. I'll go with you, said Avishai. So David and Avishai went to the army by night, and there was Saul lying asleep inside the camp with his spear stuck in the ground near his head. Abner and the soldiers were lying around him. Avishai said to David, "Today, God has delivered your enemy into your hands. Now, let me pin him to the ground with one thrust of my spear. I will not strike him twice." But David said to Avishai, "Do not destroy him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? As surely as the Lord lives," he said, "the Lord himself will strike him. Either his time will come and he'll die, or he will go into battle and perish that way. But the Lord forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. Now, get the spear and water jug that are near his head, and let's go." So David took the spear and water jug near Saul's head, and they left. No one saw or knew about it, nor did anyone wake up. They were all sleeping because the Lord had put them into a deep sleep. Then David crossed over to the other side and stood on top of the hill some distance away. There was a wide place, a wide space, between them. He called out to the army and to Abner, son of Ner, "Aren't you going to anoint me, Abner? Aren't you going to answer me, Abner?" Abner replied, "Who are you who calls to the king?" David said, "You're a man, aren't you? Who is like you in Israel? Why didn't you guard your lord the king? Someone came to destroy your lord the king. What you have done is not good. As surely as the Lord lives, you and your men deserve to die because you did not your master, the Lord's anointed. Look around you. Where are the king's spear and water jug that were near his head?" And Saul recognized David's voice. And said, "Is that your voice, David, my son?" David replied, "Yes, it is, my lord the king." And he added, "Why is my lord pursuing his servant? What have I done? And what wrong am I guilty of? Now let my lord the king listen to his servant's words. If the Lord has incended you against me, then may he accept an offering. If, however, men have done it may them be cursed before the Lord. They have now given me, I mean, they have now grieved me for my share in the Lord's inheritance, and have said, go, serve other gods. Now do not let my blood fall to the ground, far from the presence of the Lord. The king of Israel has come out to look for a flea, as one hunts a partridge in the mountains. Then Saul said, I have sinned. Come back, David, my son, because you considered my life precious today. I will not try to harm you again. Surely I have acted like a fool, and I have erred greatly. Here is the king's spear. David answered, let one of your young men come over and get it. The Lord rewards every man with his righteousness and faithfulness. And the Lord delivered you into my hands today. But I would not lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. Surely, as I valued your life today, so may the Lord value my life and deliver me from all trouble. Then Saul said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. You will do great things and surely triumph. So David went on his way, and Saul returned home. Go into 27, too. Why not? It's a short chapter, so we'll go into 27. But David thought to himself, one of these days I will be destroyed by the hand of Saul. The best thing I can do is to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will give up searching for me anywhere in Israel, and I will slip out of his hand. So David and the 600 men with him left and went over to Achish, son of Manasseh, king of Gad. David and his men settled from Gath with Achish. Each man had his family with him, and David had his two wives, Ahom and Jezreel, and Avaka of Carmel, the widow of Nabal. And when Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, he no longer searched for him. Then David said to Achish, if I have found favor in your eyes, let a place assigned to me in one of the country towns, that I may live there. Why should your servant live in the royal city with you? So on that day, Achish gave him Ziklag, for it has belonged to the kings of Judah ever since. David lived in Philistine territory a year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Gerizzites, and the Amalekites. from ancient times, these peoples had lived in the land extending to Shur and Egypt. Whenever David attacked an area, he did not leave a man or a woman alive, and cattle, donkeys, and camels, and clothes. Then he returned to Achish. When Achish asked, "Where did you go raising today?" David would say, "Against the Negev of Judah," or "against the Negev of Jeroboam," or "against the Negev of the Kittites." He did not leave a man or woman alive to be brought to death. And he thought they might inform on us and say, "This is what David did." And such was his, as long as he lived in Philistine territory. Achish trusted David and said to himself, "He has become so odious to his people, the Israelites, forever." Amen. Lord, thank you for this word. I just pray that it gets on the inside of us, Lord. We would all learn something from this about David and everything that happened. In Jesus' name. No. All right. Some quick sports stuff. Real quick, and then I should probably get going. And that is, the tournament has been set. Michigan and Michigan State are both two seeds. Michigan in the West, State in the East. On the West, the one seed on the West is Gonzaga. The one seed in the East, Duke. They're also the overall number one seed. North Carolina is the number one seed in the South. And then on the Central, you have Virginia as the number one seed. I think State should have been a one seed. State should have been a one seed, period. I'll discuss that more next time. So, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.